Track 11.
Scotland. Fossil free by 2030. More than a dozen new onshore wind farms and a couple of offshore wind projects are to receive financial backing from the UK government in an attempt to make UK energy production more fossil free. One area which has been designated for these plans is Scotland. According to several energy technology experts, a fossil-free Scotland is not only technically achievable, but would also prove a cheaper and safer option than fossil fuels such as oil, natural gas or coal. Although Scotland seems to have enough natural oil and gas in the North Sea, moving to fossil-free energy sources would benefit the country in the long run. As one energy technology expert, Ed Rose, says, these projects could create thousands of green jobs and give a massive boost to Scotland's homegrown energy. We are developing wind and water power technology that can stand the difficult weather conditions in and around Scotland. Moreover, we can reduce our reliance on nuclear power and, as everybody knows, our oil resources are limited. A report went as far as to say that it would be possible to introduce an energy policy based on the so-called renewables in Scotland by 2030. One only has to look at the potential Scotland has with its abundance of wind and wave energy sources. Moreover, the government in Edinburgh believes that Scotland will soon be in a position to export substantial amounts of excess electricity to the rest of the UK, particularly if Scotland succeeds in making its production of energy from alternative sources more efficient. Of course, there are also objections to some of the plans. Conservationists point out that areas of outstanding beauty, in the Scottish Highlands, for example, will be affected, and that birds and sea animals might suffer from onshore or offshore wind farms. A lot of tourists come to Scotland to enjoy the natural surroundings with its abundance of wildlife. All this would be in danger if the plans for extensive wind farms went ahead. Moreover, people living near wind farms have to bear the noise of the turbines and the view of several high objects in their neighbourhood. This could lead to people leaving Scotland to live elsewhere. Evelyn McTaggart, one of the wind project leaders, also admits that there are some technical problems which still have to be solved. She explains that when wind farms produce more energy than is needed, the energy often gets lost because at the moment there are no ways to store it in Scotland. And, as many bigger cities are situated further south, high-voltage power lines would have to be built above ground. Evelyn McTaggart realises that the construction of high-voltage power lines could cause protests from nearby villages or towns. Nevertheless, Georgia Henry, energy expert for an environmental party, says that all renewables should remain part of the government's plans so that Scotland can reach its low carbon emission goal by 2030. She maintains that by pursuing alternative forms of energy, Scotland would become the UK's renewable powerhouse, providing clean energy and at the same time encouraging further investment in Scotland.